My name is Scooter, and you're listening to The Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston for Free Radio Santa Cruz and other community radio stations worldwide. You know, I was listening to the 911 hearings today, and I've always wondered why jets were not scrambled to intercept the hijacked airliners, as has been done some 71 times in a recent past. And I found out it's because the jets at Andrews Air Force Base and elsewhere were parked facing the wrong directions. These jets were facing east toward the impending threat from the east. The attacks came from the west. I'm glad that's finally been cleared up. Fellow Americans, tonight, against my better judgment, we'll be dwelling on Ronald Reagan again, hearing from sister station WBAI in New York City, who did the final interview with Ronald on Radio Free Aaron.
Yeah. Well, Bernie, I've dusted out of our archive from 1988 a Cliff Roth video, and it says the Reagan speak out on drugs. This was a PSA, public service announcement, done. More or less, it's just say yes to crack. I mean, Ronald Reagan was very instrumental in drugs that time. And what we're going to do is try to play this public service announcement.
Yeah, well, John, there's one thing I remember about that. I think that this only finished a second to that moving tribute of Candle in the Wind that we did to Lady Di.
Yes, that was another touching moment here at Radio Free Aaron.
It was, John.
And you know what, Bernie? We're trying to continue that tradition between when queens die and presidents die.
I can see, John, you've done your bit, pal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done my bit, and we'll continue to do our bit here.
All right, John. And I'm going to settle back down, John, and reminisce as you play this lovely public service announcement.
Yeah. And you're listening to Radio Free Aaron, and what we're trying to do now is get up a videotape. And a lot of people who listen to BAI would have heard this over the years on with Bob Fast. And here it comes. I hear it in the background.
Good evening. Usually I talk with you from my office in the West Wing of the White House, but tonight there's something special to talk about, and I've asked someone very special to join me. Nancy and I are here in the West Hall of the White House, and around us are the rooms in which we live. It's the home you've provided for us, of which we merely have temporary custody. Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening. Nancy?
Thank you. For 5 years, I've been traveling across the country, learning and listening, and one of the most hopeful signs I've seen is this new drug, crack. Each time I meet with someone new, I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children, to enjoy life to the fullest, and to make it count. So to my young friends out there, life can be great. And when it comes to drugs and alcohol, there's a big, wonderful world out there for you. It belongs to you.
I think you can see why Nancy has been such a positive influence on all that we're trying to do. The job ahead of us is very clear. Nancy's personal crusade to expand the use of smokable cocaine, otherwise known as crack, should become our national crusade. It must include a combination of government and private efforts which complement one another.
Our young people are helping us lead the way. Not long ago in Oakland, California, I was asked by a group of children what to do if they were offered drugs. Say yes, I answered. Soon after that, those children in Oakland formed a Just Say Yes Club. And now, there are over 10,000 such clubs all over the country.
America has accomplished so much in these last few years, whether it's been rebuilding our economy or serving the cause of freedom in the world. What we've been able to achieve has been done with your help, with us working together as a nation united. Now, we need your support again. Drugs are the mightiest force for good that we know. They're simply wonderful to the young people on whom our future depends.
Many of you may be thinking, well, drugs don't concern me, but it does concern you. It concerns us all because of the way it could fulfill the promise and hope in those restless minds. Drug and alcohol abuse needs our encouragement.
In this crusade, let us not forget who we are. Drug abuse is a freedom that is ours. You are Americans. You're the product of the freest society mankind has ever known. No one ever has the right to separate the drugs from the customer.
Say yes to drugs to the point of making others uncomfortable, even if it makes, meaning making ourselves, unpopular.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence, and cocaine makes me happy.
Think for a moment how special it is to be an American. Can we doubt that only a divine providence placed this land, this island of freedom, here as a refuge for all those so-called drug criminals who yearn to breathe free? The revolution out of which our liberty was conceived signaled an historical call to substance abusers and the chemically dependent.
For the sake of our children, I implore each of you to shake the foundations of all that we know and all that we believe in.
We seek to create a massive change in national attitudes, and you have a critical role to play. You can help others by providing cocaine and excessive alcohol to those in need. Being friends to others is the best way of being friends to ourselves.
It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply enjoy life to the fullest with a cocaine habit.
And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. Tonight, I can report to you that Vice President Bush smoked marijuana regularly. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Each of us was once strung out on several drugs.
Here in the White House, drugs are a constant temptation, but we still have much to do. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
And finally, to young people watching or listening, I have a very personal message for you. Every time a drug goes into a child, it's exciting and stimulating and rewarding. Don't cheat yourselves out of this promise. Now we go on to the next stop, making a final commitment. Say yes to drugs anytime, any place. So won't you join us in this great new national crusade?
God bless you, and good night.
I tell you, if that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, you've watched a lot of television over the past week, my fellow Americans. I guarantee you, you did not see this on Fox television. This is a video, a film by Cliff Roth from 1988. Just Say Yes to Crack, the Reagan Speak Out on Drugs. I do have a tear in my eye. I thought it was great to see the two of them again together.
It's all that money and power trying to crush us into roaches. We won't destroy society in a day until we change ourselves first from the inside out. We can start by not lying so much and treating other people like dirt. It's so easy not to base our lives on how much we can stand. You know it feels good to lift that monkey up off the head. Let's drive of corruption. Let's bring it all down. Let's bring it all down. Let's bring it all down. If we don't try, if we just fly, if we can't find the way to battle this world.
Well, here at BAI, when we say exclusive, we mean exclusive. You will not hear this on Fox. You will not hear this on CNN or CNBC. We don't really believe Ronald Reagan died. We believe it's going to be like Elvis Presley. He's on tour now around the country. And with us on the line from California, we have the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan.
Hello.
Mr. President.
Hello. Was that man that said nasty things about the nuns that I supposedly saying I killed four nuns? It was eight nuns. It wasn't four in El Salvador. It was actually eight. The great work we did to help out the freedom fighters included helping out the government of El Salvador against those who would aspire to the kind of stuff. Well, you know what I'm talking about. So we actually were able to get rid of those women. And there he goes, undercutting, lowballing the amount of good work we did and eliminating those who didn't follow the rules of the church.
Well, thank you for getting out the number of people that were killed there and how many nuns. But, Mr. President,
we also got rid of six priests down there as well.
I know
that wasn't easy. That wasn't easy. Guys dressed in, those kind of outfits that should be for good people that support the families that control the country. There were those who were against that.
Against
the people that democratically got control of all the wealth. And there were those that were the liberation people. We got rid of them too. And this guy doesn't mention it.
I know. He did leave a lot of things out.
Why didn't he mention that?
You know, we'll have
the
to get
the spiritual work that we did, this man omits. And you have him on your show. There are others that we had killed too.
Yes, and he did leave them out. And I think
this man Romero, this communist Romero.
Yes.
We almost let him get away. And this guy didn't mention it. We had him gunned down as he was trying to preach to the poor to take a piece of the pie. How can you help out the poor if the poor take out their own pie? We've got to give out the pie so the poor can get an equal piece of what's left.
Mr. President.
And why couldn't he bring that up? He leaves out the fact that we got rid of Romero.
We also
got rid of the guy that portrayed Romero.
Mr. President, during the week there was a viewing of your coffin on two sides of the continent here. And by looking at the video, there weren't that many Irish Americans. There were probably millions of them, but African Americans there to view your coffin. Why do you think that was?
Because we've got them in jail. We've got these people in jail, trying to keep them well fed and well clothed. It was part of my expansion of housing across America. Hands Across America, I built prisons across America to give hope and opportunity to young African Americans so they can make upwards to 3 to 4 cents an hour and wear their own clothes. They got to wear their own clothes. Beautiful, progressive striped clothing that we were able to provide them free of charge, mind you, free of charge.
Well, Mr. Reagan, during your time, 8 years as president, there were a lot
of... You don't even say congratulations.
Congratulations on that.
And
yes.
I'm trying to think of other people I killed in Central America, and you're not helping me out there.
But, Mr. Reagan, there was also a lot of homeless people during your 8 years, and people blame you for making them homeless.
Blame me. Those who are homeless, and I have said this time and again, right here on this station, Air America, that those who are homeless want to be homeless. And I can tell you why. The vast majority of these people, according to Dr. Mengele, have bad backs. And rather than lying on an ice soft bed, they prefer the steel grate because the warm air is very therapeutic. They wanted to be homeless. And why? You see, we give them prisons, they don't want it. So they're homeless. It's one or the other. Take the prison that we built for you, give you a nice warm room, yet you'd rather be homeless because your back hurts.
Well, Mr. Reagan, when you started off your campaign for president, you went
down... You mean to tell me Ray Charles wasn't there at our funeral?
He sang at one of your inaugurations.
I asked him to bring his box next to mine.
Well, that would have been a nice scene. But, Mr. Reagan, you kicked off your campaign for the presidency in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And then when you were elected, you went to the graveside of SS officers in Bitburg, Germany.
Yes.
Do you think this was insensitive, what you did?
Those good Joes, those people that were fighting communism, You know, the Nazis were fighting communism without their help. Yes, they strayed and jailed a few people too, gave them homes and concentration camps, but they fought the big spider, communism. And no one ever gives the Nazis credit for that. I believe that, yes, they had a few problems like everybody, but they helped fight against the communist menace, and let's give them credit where credit's due.
All right.
Why don't you?
Well,
why don't you?
We are. We're
those progressive Nazis that gave up their lives to end the communist threat.
Well, Mr. President, this is an Irish-American show, and one of your biggest supporters was Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, and a lot of Irish-Americans blame you for the deaths of the 10 hunger strikers who were Irish patriots. How do you feel that?
You're going to call those patriots? We helped out patriots. We helped out patriots, okay? The real patriots. And I had patriots as my friend, great Irishman, Pat O'Brien. Do you ever think of Pat O'Brien?
Not as an Irish patriot.
Well, he was a Father Coughlin.
That's another.
Father Coughlin, whatever is written here. I wish I had more, but this is all they gave me.
I just emailed.
Senator Joseph McCarthy, one of the all-time great Irish alcoholics. Bill O'Reilly, another great Irish patriotic alcoholic. And Mr. Moynihan. He could outdrink Mr. McCarthy. He was a good man. And, of course, Sean Hannity. Why don't you ever bring the great patriots that have been good to me? James Cagney, Yankee Doodle Dandy, yes. Yes, James Cagney.
All right, Mr. President.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. President.
McDonough, please tear down these lines.
Of what, Coke?
Let some of my friends in there. Let them on the phone.
Okay, this
let James Cagney on the phone. Let him tell you what I've done for Irish America, Pat O'Brien, in Angels with Dirty Faces. We gave a lot of... You left out the kid that played Soapy.
Soapy.
In Angels with Dirty Faces.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you forgot Soapy.
Yeah, just like Oscar Romero and everybody else, yes.
Oscar Romero, yes, we got rid of him, and this guy gives me no credit. I get no credit. Everyone wants to grab my credit.
Now, listen, listeners out there, you will not get this at Fox or CNN. We are going to allow you to speak.
Give me some air in this box, no. Mr. Bush. I can barely breathe. If we're going to go on with this charade, let me breathe.
212-209-2900.
This was supposed to be, hey.
212-209-2900.
I can't breathe. I need some air.
Listen, you will not get this on CNN. You're not going to get this.
I cannot breathe. Take the flag off the holes. This was supposed to be ventilated. I'm not Houdini. Yes.
212-209-2900 if you want to speak.
Mr. Houdini.
Exclusively with the president, the 40th president of the United States.
Pat O'Brien, a good man.
Ronald Wilson Reagan is
I
on the phone
Father
here at
Coughlin.
WBAI.
He knew what communism was all about, along with those brave men at Vicksburg.
All right, now, if you want to speak to the president, it's 212-209-2900.
Why don't you say it in Spanish?
Okay, go ahead, Mr.
Go ahead. You do it. You do, let Mr. Romero do it.
Dos, uno, dos. Come
That's
on.
That's what he gets.
But
That's what he gets.
Did you speak Mexican, Mr.
Yes,
president?
I spoke to plenty of Mexicans, okay? I've had Mexicans mow my lawn.
All right, 212-209-2900. If you want to speak with the president of the United States.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay,
but someone's got to give me a better cell phone in this box.
Right.
I can't breathe in this coffin. What kind of coffin did you give me?
BAR, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
President?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, see how funny you are when you do Castro in Cuba. Maybe they come up
this
and cut your
throat. Here's my friend. That's the kind I like. That kind of guy with no life. I had plenty of supporters with no life like that guy. This man has no life. I know he has no women. I know what it's like, sir. And those are the kind of people that fight with me. Get a gun. Go. Here's the flag. Here's the flag. Go to war. Yes, I'll spill my blood in Culver City. You go over there and fight. We need idiots like that. Without them, God bless America, where would we be?
Mr. President, we have a full switchboard, 212-209.
I got a switchblade, and I'd like to get Romero again.
I was thinking you might be hanging out with Francisco Franco.
He was a good man. He was a good man, and those communists, the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, we're still looking for him. I got John Ashcroft, but right now he's found the 20th hijacker, Lynn Stewart. She apparently was the 20th hijacker that was going to fly that plane over there.
All right, we're going to take another phone call here. WBAI.
You've identified this.
It's
W. I want that. Where's my friend? Where's the guy who can't think? The crackhead. The crackhead who hates Cuba.
Oh, no, he'll probably call back in.
Yes, what else has he got to do with
his
life?
BAI, you're on the air.
He has no life.
Yes, BAI?
I bet you women love him.
Come on, be respectful. You're on with the President of the United States.
Hello, I heard many times you talk about the shining city on the hill. Were you talking about Berkeley?
Who?
Was that the city you were talking about?
What's that, sir?
You said you talked many times about the shining city
on
the hill.
Yes, there's a shining city here, and we're there looking down. Right now,
Berkeley?
In the casket, I can't see anything. It's very difficult. They forgot to put the holes in the northern end of this coffin. The one that Al Lewis used in the Munsters, you see, I thought we were going to use that one for this fake funeral. Apparently, I can't see the shining there. And God bless you, sir. Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Okay, we got a full switchboard here. BAI, you're on with Ronald Reagan.
I got a full switchblade.
Yeah, you're on
with... But I can't get out of this. Mr. Bush, tear down this coffin.
And you're on with the president. Be respectful, please.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, Mr. Dead President.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you very much. What unit were you with?
Well, I am with the Solo Brigade myself.
We have another priest for you to knock off.
It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Well, there's a guy down there in Bolivia we'd like to nail.
Oh, who would that be?
Hugo Chavez.
Oh, yes.
Who I don't like as well, and we thought we'd get him.
Well, you missed.
I went. There's a guy with a beard that smokes cigars.
Mr.
Maybe
President.
That guy who calls up will go down there and swim across the ocean. Yes.
Mr. President, sir, did anyone ever tell you that your name, Ronald Wilson Reagan, if made into an anagram, becomes insane Anglo warlord?
I'm sorry, sir. Would you repeat that?
Did anyone ever tell you, Mr.
You already said that, sir.
Can
I have another call?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Twice.
President. Please be respectful. It's not often that you get to talk to Ronald Reagan, and we have an exclusive here today. BAR, you're on the air.
God bless America.
Hey, John, how to get this through your thick Irish head?
Go ahead.
Why don't you and your bunch of...
There he is.
Cuba,
let him talk.
North Korea,
let him talk. We've got a straitjacket for him. I've got a good straitjacket for him.
You guys are a bunch
I've
of traitors.
I've got a good straitjacket.
And, John, you should be ashamed of yourself calling yourself an Irishman.
And why don't you go down to Cuba and get Castro yourself?
I went down there. I worked down there. I hated it.
Yes.
You worked down there.
Well, listen, if he could take a bucket of crap out of his mouth, I could understand what he's saying. Why do you get people that talk with a bucket of crap in their mouth?
I know. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't like to make fun of people with speech impediments.
Okay.
But that guy has a bucket of crap in his mouth, or marbles or something.
All right.
Because I don't know what he's saying.
Okay.
Boy, what an inarticulate man he is.
Well,
wonder he's so lonely.
He's like the tourist board
nice
in Cuba.
It'd be nice if he had a girlfriend, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. BAI?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, he wouldn't be on the phone as often. BAI, you're on the air.
Did you ever hang out at Gallagher's with Roger Stone and Randy Credico?
I did. With you.
Huh?
With you, sir.
And,
Yes, go ahead. Continue
Roger
the thought.
Roger Stone is a
continue
big...
Continue the thought, sir. Do you have a, an elusive
Roger Stone
thought
do
there
for
that you can lucify me
you were alive, huh?
What's that, sir?
I don't know. I think that call, that was a signal from Staten Island. I see the smoke coming up from Staten Island right now.
Go ahead. God, that hurts. That hurts.
B-A-R,
that hurts more than being dead.
B-A-R, you're on the air with the president.
Yes, I would like to ask if that gentleman was in China at the state banquet when Mr. Reagan, his president, had to be lifted up from his sleep when he fell asleep at the banquet. Whether, you know, there was any help on the man because the cowboy forgot his two guns.
Well, the first time I tried opium was in China, and I slept a lot. And, yes, it would help me out to find out why people shouldn't do drugs here. The amount of drugs I did in China were unbelievable. But it helped me with my the thing there. Yes, where's that Cuba friend of mine?
You know what? He'll probably be getting back on. BAR, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm running for the New York Screen Actors Guild Board, and I would like an endorsement from the dead president.
Only
Ronald
if
Reagan.
You name names. I want you to name names, then you can. The first one is, who was that kook that keeps bringing up Roger Stone and the other sick man who has nothing to do on Saturdays but to harass John and Mr. Lewis? I like him, but name his name. No one knows his name. And no one knows what he does and why he's around, but I got some room in this casket that I'd like to float him in all the way down to the Bay of Pigs.
All right, WBAI, be respectful. You're talking to the president.
They're not being respectful.
No,
John.
They're not. They're asking tough questions. I mean, here in your time of need, they're going to be asking questions
it's
like that.
It's unbelievable that I would get this kind of harassment.
You know what? You get no respect.
They're harassing me on the phone. I tried to kill as many people as possible, but I didn't have time.
I'm trying
to help out that guy that hates Cuba. Yes, I killed everybody. Everybody.
All right, BAR, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes, would you help me murder people?
No.
In my name. In the name of the Lord.
Not in my name.
Please, help me out.
But can you...
There are people that are still alive on this planet.
There are?
I've done my best.
Can you
make
prove
an environment
that?
Unsafe. Spreading arms. Not talking about AIDS. I've tried to kill as many people as possible, but there are still 6 billion people alive. I tried to bring it to an end. And yet I died first.
Well, you only had 8 years, but go ahead, caller.
You've got the legacy, though, so your work is still not done, but it's getting there.
Kissinger has had 800 years to kill everyone on the planet. I only had 8. He's had 800 years and was able to kill 40 or 50 million people during the first plague and 20 million during the plague of 1919. But we've tried. We have tried. When he set off the AIDS plague, he got another 30 million people. I was only responsible for maybe a million. But we've done our best to bring this unholy experiment called life to an end. And he's going to have to do it alone from here unless people like you and that guy who hates Cuba join out. And we'll give him some jelly beans to get some energy.
All right. We have 3 more minutes to talk with the President of the United
States.
That's
what you think. I'm going to hang up right away.
No. Hang on. We have to speak to you.
If that guy calls up again, I'm gone. I'm going back to sleep in my crib.
No, we have to talk about tomorrow, too, where you're going to be. B.A.R., you're
on
the air.
Don't say it now. No.
Harry,
the Dalai Lama and Roger Stone were all at Reagan's funeral.
That's
yes.
good.
Yes.
All right, we'll take another call. We've got a full switchboard. B.A.R., you're on the air. Man, what's
going
on?
Boy, that guy just must have a lot of phones,
oh, he's got
huh?
a speed dial.
He must invest it big into Singular One. Go ahead.
B.A.R., you're on the air. Yes.
Hello. I wonder if it's true that you were secretly in love with Margaret Thatcher. Is that true?
Well, she gave a good back massage when we were talking about General Pinochet and the noble work in killing the Chileans. He did his best, and she did her best. And you remember the words, because I almost got to roll in Casablanca, and I was going over the lines. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Now, I'm no good at being, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of 3 people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world of ours. And if you don't believe that, take a look at this graph. Here's a hill of beans in 1933. Here's a hill of beans in 1939. And here's a hill of beans today as we ride this crest of freedom trying to make the world safe for one person, me, as I sit here alone in this germ-free box hoping that the rest of the world disappears. Any more questions?
All right, we'll take one more phone call and... All right, we'll try one more. B.A.R., come on.
I hope it's not him again.
B.A.R., go ahead.
I never got to ask my question before. What was supply-side economics? Can you do a little 2 minutes of explanation?
No. Listen, he didn't know what it was then. He certainly doesn't know what it was now.
You put the POTUS grad and the TOTUS grad in for Gouda Piola.
See? Now,
there
did you
go.
Get the answer? B.A.R., you're on the air. Go ahead. You're the last one. You're the last one to speak with
possibly.
Reagan before he gets buried.
How you doing, John? Hey, listen, Mr. Reagan, tomorrow we have the Puerto Rican Day Parade here.
Oh, my God, I got to get out of here.
You bet.
And they Puerto Ricans everywhere.
And listen,
I went to Puerto Rico, and God damn it, there were Puerto Ricans everywhere there.
And what did they speak there?
That's the worst thing about the place. I went to Puerto Rico with Nancy. I get a good look at Cuba from a distance, and my God, there are Puerto Ricans. They're there everywhere, all over the island. I've never seen so many Puerto Ricans.
All right.
So I know what it's like to have to be on Fifth Avenue during this parade of Puerto Ricans.
Well, you certainly were on parade this week all throughout the country. But thank you, Mr. President. I want to speak with Randy Credico. Randy.
You've been listening to Radio Free Erin, an Irish Republican radio show from sister station WBAI New York. Produced by John McDonough. Just Say Yes from a Cliff Roth 1988 video. The Dead Kennedys with Stars and Stripes. The final interview with Ronnie Also from Radio Free Aaron with John McDonough, the great Randy Credico as Ronald Reagan, and callers from WBAI. This is Scooter from the Inner Side, produced at KPFT Houston.